Are you planning to visit Prague but would like to avoid all the tourist traps? Do you want to spend some time off the beaten track and experience the city the way the locals do? If you consider yourself a traveler rather than a tourist, a new map called Use It will help you do all that and more. Jan Richter has the details.
For over two decades now, Prague has been one of Europe's top tourist destinations, with millions of people visiting the city each year. But the local tourist industry has grown correspondingly, making it difficult even for the casual traveler to escape the city's tourist traps and experience Prague without having to work their way through streets full of touts, kitschy souvenirs and other tourists. To offer an alternative, a group of students this year put together a map designed for young travelers called Use It Prague. Inspired by similar maps that have been put out in several European cities, including Brussels, Porto and Warsaw, the new Prague map promises to give you a more down-to-earth experience. Julia Direrova is one of the map's authors.
This map is special because it's made by local volunteers, so it's free, it's non-commercial, so the places are not paying for being in our map, it's just our pick. And we try to pick some special tips, hidden places, and places we normally use, not the touristic one that every tourist coming in Prague goes, for example, to Old Town Square. So we will tell them, try to find your own way.
The Use It Prague map will also take you to some of the city's tourist classics, such as Prague Castle, Old Town Square, and others. On your way there, however, you can stop at some of the hidden cafes and bars popular with the local crowd, or pop in several galleries and music clubs often omitted by the mainstream tourist guides. To see what life in Prague is like for the residents, there are three walks to take you around the city. One of them is called the Communist March.
We recommend to start on Petřín and see some buildings that they find that they are from the communist era, and look in the metro and go to Žižkov and to the suburb where are the blocks, concrete buildings.
The map, funded by EU and Prague municipal grants, is only available in English. The group now plans to introduce similar maps for other Czech cities, including Plzeň, Brno and Olomouc.
We would like more to spare the map in Czech Republic and other Czech towns, because in Belgium the main success of the Use It map was that the tourists coming to Brussels didn't stay just 2 days in Brussels, but they had more maps in Antwerp and other cities. So the tourists now coming to Belgium are coming for example, 6 days and travel around all the Belgium. So this is our goal.
Until the 20th of August, you can pick up the map at an info stand at the foot of the Petřín Hill, opposite the funicular station, or get a copy in most of Prague's youth hostels. You can also download it from use-it.cz, although the authors admit they have yet to make it as user-friendly as the printed version.
Thanks for that, Jan. Now, in the first part of a two-part interview, Ian Willoughby...